For years, the radio program Morning Pro Musica on WGBH used to play this little bit of birdsong gradually morphing into classical melody. Some people have always loved the idea that great art is an imitation of nature. But birds don't make art. Most scientists think it's utilitarian communication. Pretty chatter, but chatter just the same. Which got us thinking, are animals ever really creative? We asked WBUR Sean Cole to look into it for us.
Well, there's a dog in Hamilton, Ontario that can play the piano. Of course, it's just a little toy piano with blinking red lights that tell you when to hit the keys. There's also a dog in Brooklyn named Tillamook Cheddar that sort of draws with her paws, and really the rest of her body, too.
Her art is definitely, there's a destructive element to it. You know, she's very aggressive, and she sort of goes at it and attacks it.
Tillamook Cheddar has 38 professional gallery showings under her belt or collar, whatever. People have been training elephants to paint for years and selling those paintings. But is a painting by an animal an example of animal creativity?
It certainly could be.
This is Allison Kaufman, a graduate student in neuroscience at the University of California at Riverside. A couple of years ago, she co-authored a paper with her husband called Applying a Creativity Framework to Animal Cognition.
It's very hard to say whether or not they're aware that they're creating art or creating something. But what you can say is that it's definitely a novel behavior.
The problem with the word creativity is that it can mean an awful lot of things. And the way scientists like Allison define it, being novel isn't enough. She says the behavior also has to be appropriate.
So, for example, if I asked you to pave my driveway and you paved it with salami, that would be novel. But it wouldn't be appropriate to the situation.
Though it would probably get you a gallery showing with Tillamook Cheddar. But see, animals in the wild don't have time to express their feelings of existentialism. They're too busy coming up with creative ways to survive. Still, there are times when some animals look like they're surviving artistically. Like the Australian bowerbird. It's the males who build the nests.
And studies of these bowers, is what the nest is called, have shown that ones that are decorated better and with more novel things tend to be more attractive to females. Bright, shiny items, very bright colors of items, at some level tell the female that this is a male that's capable of finding these things.
It also seems to be like a recognition of aesthetics, like brighter colors, different textures. Do you know what I
Absolutely.
Mean? Like they're seeing that stuff and responding to it in some way.
Absolutely, and they are in some way.
What about an elephant that's been trained to play a percussive instrument improvisationally and then does so?
Interesting. That's a very interesting question.
This is a track off of Elephonic Rhapsodies, the second album of a group called the Thai Elephant Orchestra. They're elephants, holding mallets in their trunks and banging on huge instruments.
The classic instrument is a big xylophone-like instrument. Thai people call it a ranat.
David Soldier designed the instruments and helped teach elephants at a conservation center in Thailand how to play them. They were already painting, he says, so music wasn't much of a stretch. He's even got a soloist or two.
For instance, the second cut on Elephonic Rhapsodies is verbatim one of the elephants, Pung, improvising by himself. He wasn't, you know, taught this melody. He just made it up, playing it on the ranat.
Apart from being a composer, Soldier runs a neuroscience lab at Columbia University. So he's really the perfect guy to ask whether animals are creative.
Being a biologist, of course, I'm going to jump on you and say, well, we're animals too, so...
Non-human animals, I mean. Elephants.
Do they have a concept of art? I don't know. You know, I mean, do they enjoy doing it? Yes, I believe some of them enjoy doing it. They'll walk up and do it spontaneously. Is that because they're bored? Yeah, probably. I think that they were living a more natural life, they wouldn't need to.
I could say that about a couple of human musicians I know.
to me, personally, the science of this is the fact that they do it at all, that they make music. To me, that's the finding.
Does that mean the elephants are being creative? Well, Soldier says, is the sixth chair violinist in the orchestra being creative? What about the kid who's forced to play trombone in the marching band? And you know, these are more like Zen cones than questions that science can answer. So I'm just going to settle this issue right now. Are animals creative? Yes. Yes, they are. That was easy. For Studio 360, I'm Sean Cole.
So, if you'd like to find out more about the Thai Elephant Orchestra or about how the human brain is creative, you can go to our website, studio360.org. Coming up, the World Cup gets civilized. Maybe too civilized?
Nachwuchstalente beschwören den Teamgeist. Deutschland fantasiert. Wir werden es euch zeigen.
Soccer poetry. Auf Deutsch, I kid you not. That's in a minute from PRI, Public Radio International. Stay with us.
Studio 360 is made possible by Herman Miller and Design Within Reach, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Eames lounge chair and ottoman, the 20th century interpretation of classic wood and leather lounge design. Product details are available online at dwr.com/360.